grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
It's another week. Hello, Chris. How are you? Well,
kia ora, Millie.
Back in the studio.
Yes, loving it.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You do have to have the occasional week off.
You
and,
do.
And do a work from home.
That's important.
And, deal with treaties and so forth. Speaking of what people get up to at home, did you catch the aurora this week?
I didn't, and I'm kicking myself. I was at a wedding.
There was a wedding that got it. Wow. I kind of liked the idea that there was a lot of people out looking up at the sky.
I think
and enjoying,
more people.
The universe,
yeah,
and nature, and maybe having a bit of a sesh, getting your night vision going. It's well documented. It dilates your eyes, so it's more light in.
Right.
Gets your night vision going. So next time, we'll call that medical.
Yeah, go outside and touch grass.
But on the same week that we were all looking at the aurora australis, the southern lights, three new strains of cannabis from Aurora in Canada.
Oh, wow.
That's the actual brand, Aurora.
Oh, that's cool.
Have hit our shores this week. They actually approved a little while back, I think last year, but they've just landed now, this week. Along with the Aurora.
I love it.
So that's three more that you can choose from if you want to go out and get your prescription, or if you already have one. Now, Equiposa, this is the one that's kind of interesting because it's what they're calling a balanced strain. It's kind of even THC and CBD. So the mother cannabinoid, CBG, it forms those two and a few others too in tiny amounts. But if you want more CBD, your THC will go down and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's going to make one of the two, so or both. So this is one that is in the middle, which is actually very rare.
Okay.
We grew one of these at AUT back in the day.
Oh, did you?
Balanced strain.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of mild, you know, because it's only like 9% THC, so it's just like a daytime, it's in the middle, you're not going to get too high, and then it's got a decent amount of CBD at 8%, and so you get a good hit of CBD in there. And in terms of if people feel a bit anxious or a bit that's what CBD's good for.
Okay.
So you get that at the same time.
Okay, so if you're a bit, if the hat man comes for you... This might be the one for you.
I think so. I think it'd be a good daytime one. Luminarium. Don't know much about that, but 22% THC. I'm going to say from the name, it's an uplifting sativa. I'm just guessing at that. It's a bit like the wine from the label.
Yeah.
And Sedaprem, I'm thinking you'd only call it Seda something if it was a sedative.
Sedative.
Yeah, I'm thinking your sleepy indica. Yeah. That's a 21% THC.
Hooey.
So there you go. Get in
you
there.
You are going to be feeling good. So how do you get to the point where you have, is this through selective breeding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In the olden days, it was through, you know, actually trying it. Or the sniff test first. Your farmers and your breeders, both, you know, breeders in Holland, I've been to guys over there, but also places like Afghanistan or India, whoever. You're walking through the fields and you're selecting really by smell and appearance first. And then it's from there, because you're not going to be able to try every bit of every plant.
No.
That's your first selection.
You'd have to have a bit of time aside if you're going to do that.
I'd say so.
Interesting stuff. So it's in terms of like they'd sniff out the different terpenes in them.
Yeah, and that's going to give you an idea of which ones are better. You know,
are
those
very
terpenes
distinct.
Are interacting with your cannabinoid system as well.
Yeah.
So your nose, and that's why people that are into weed like love to sniff it.
That's exciting.
It's not just curiosity. It's actually assessing and judging it.
Wow.
It's a meta biophysical assay.
Yes.
Right there. Without a lab needed.
I love it.
You can do your own testing. The thing is, though, and they did say in their press release that they had specially bred these ones to pass our stringent regulations.
Okay.
Things like that. And it made me think, well, it's a bit of a turning of a, or what is it? I don't know. In one door and out the other, because here's these three new Canadian ones, but we've had Canisouth, you know, sort of on the verge of something. We're not quite sure, but I see that there's an auction of a lot of their assets going on at
really?
The moment.
Oh,
not the grow, the grow assets, but a lot of their lab stuff. So yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
But and also the other New Zealand grown one, so that's Canisouth, but it was New Zealand grown, and we don't know the future of that. But the other one, Peak, it got its one batch to market and hasn't been able to replicate it because those regulations are so stringent. So,
oh, wow.
So we're up three, but we're down, I think, four.
Oh.
Bugger.
So two steps forward and then one and a half back.
And speaking of, but still worth getting a prescription, you know?
Yes,
And living like it's legal.
Yeah.
I see it every day in the hemp store. People, that we show how to do it and show them the doctors and dispensaries, and they go off and they come back and...
Life's changing.
It is. It's life-changing.
Changed.
That's right.
Mm. Speaking of changes, this is a bummer.
Yeah, this is another one step forward and back or sideways. Thailand, get there while you can. I'm kicking my... I haven't been there yet. Well, not while it's been legal. It's been a year and a half. And by the end of the year, the Prime Minister of Thailand is saying they will have put cannabis back in the Narcotics Act.
No.
And this is concerns that a lack of regulation and made available to children and an increase in crime. And it was a real lack of regulations. They just wiped the law and replaced it with nothing.
Okay,
so it was absolutely
you
know, legal as tomatoes kind of thing. So and that was a bit of an invitation for some...
Some bad things to happen.
And, yeah, well.
Well, I mean, it's like
so
we
you,
were talking.
You do need some rules.
It's like we were talking last week about replacing it with the Psychoactive Drugs Act. Mm. You know, the criminalisation of. Yeah, it's a bad idea to just be like, go on, go forth. It's like lettuce in your garden.
Well, yeah. They said it was going to be a herbal kind of thing, and yeah, I think that they tried to pass a law to regulate it, and it failed, and then so they just didn't pass any law.
Mm.
So now it goes back in the thing. They're going to allow medical, and what they're tipping is that places will kind of rebrand. So your cannabis resort over there will become a wellness resort.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah, so
it's not the end.
It won't be the end
world.
Of it. It won't be the end. It'll just be under another name, perhaps.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So, but still, if you want the free-for-all,
go now.
Yeah, or wait till it's properly regulated, even, and experience that. Speaking of proper regulation, we're gonna and what you said last week with the Harm Reduction Coalition. Newsroom had this week, Dr. Fiona Hutton of Victoria University. She's one of the signatories of their open letter to Christopher Luxon. And this is on Newsroom. War on drugs is really a war on people who use drugs.
Yes.
And when you boil it all down, she's saying, you know, she's posing the question, is it a radical idea? And you know where I'm going, it's not a radical idea.
No, I know where you're going.
Is it a radical idea to get rid of our existing drug laws completely, replace them with a new law that legalises and carefully regulates all psychoactive substances, including cannabis, MDMA, methamphetamine, LSD, mushrooms, and including alcohol and nicotine?
Right.
And it turns out it's not a radical idea, it turns out.
It's not a radical idea at all.
Yeah, and she's saying, well, actually, the weirdest thing is sticking with what she's calling a zombie idea,
or
something like prohibition, which is like this outdated thing that's just kind of hanging around and causing all this harm, and you don't even know why it's here anymore.
Mm-hmm. And it's creating imbalances in the law. You know, you look at who's getting picked up.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. And, of course, the immense amount of funding that it funnels to organised crime.
Yes.
And that we really need to sort of get, you know, we've all become indoctrinated. You know, we might think about, we need to legalise cannabis. But actually, same arguments apply to other things. But we've all, you know, become a bit indoctrinated to not consider that question when it comes to drugs like methamphetamine. It sounds a bit like, what the hell?
Yeah,
Maybe actually... You know, that's where the logic goes, and it should be applied to all of them.
Actually, kudos to Fiona for saying, everyone's going to think this is a bit radical. Because, yes, there are a lot of people that are going to be like, that's crazy. But once it's explained, it makes perfect sense.
Mm. And in the context of what the government's doing right now, wanting to, like, smash up the gangs, or what they say calls maximum damage. Maximum damage is take away their funding. You know, take away the billion-dollar cannabis market from their grasp. And the other billions of the other drugs. A great example, I thought, this was kind of like, almost like out of a bloody movie. In France this week.
It was!
This paramilitary force, some sort of private army, mercenary type operation, hijacked a prison van and freed the ringleader of the drug, whatever drug cartel it was, Mohamed Amra.
That's
he was freed,
crazy.
Officers killed, right there on the motorway. Incredible. And his nickname is La Mouche, which means the fly.
It's a good one.
The nickname's kind of funny, but, you know, people have died. And,
I
and
know.
If you can't stop that in somewhere like France, you know, then...
That's crazy.
So, Mark Mitchell, there you go. Mm. Get together with Victoria Hutton and have a chat.
Just talk to her. Just hear her out.
I think it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Other interesting news of the week.
This is kind of the last story.
New study came out of America, and this was a thing that, you know, people always going about, the no campaign of the referendum, or everyone will be driving high.
Yes.
And people even say it now, with the government looking at bringing in increased testing.
Yeah.
Following legalization in America, this is actually Washington State.
Yeah.
Fewer young adults driving impaired.
Good stuff.
So not more, but fewer. And this was actually also happened with alcohol. So fewer people driving impaired under either cannabis or alcohol after cannabis legalization. So, you know, those sort of harm reduction messages can get through better.
So actually get a really...
You're not outlawing a whole chunk of people.
No.
You know, and the people that are maybe doing the more risky behaviour. You know,
that's really interesting.
Mm, mm.
I think, yeah, there's a lot to be said for that reduction.
Well, that's real one, safer roads. And
one
of the things that can be quite unsafe is these truckies. We've all had a bit of a truck drive past us.
We've all had a truck moment.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they've got places to go and people to see, you know. Time is money. But they do have rules they have to follow. 5.5 hours of driving and then a 30-minute break. You can have five and a half hours of uninterrupted driving and a 30-minute break. Now, I don't think the AA recommends that when you drive down to Wellington.
No.
What they're actually, it's kind of weird, right? And it means in terms of animal welfare, you can have them all kind of like penned up and be all inappropriate, or you have to take your break and it's all hot or whatever. So they're actually saying this is the livestock truckers, and they're using this new app called Alertometer. We've talked about this before.
We have talked driving, about this before.
And it's a much better approach. And the good thing here is this is being done with the cooperation of Waka Kotahi. And I'm really hoping, because they've actually had really positive results so far. And
Fantastic. They're
saying it's got a way to go. They want to collect a lot of good data on it. And the idea is it's a cognitive impairment app that you would do before you get behind the wheel. And then it would clear you to drive.
Yeah.
Even though you might not necessarily have had the mandated rest breaks.
Yes.
Or different rest breaks, I should say. So, that's really interesting. And hopefully, certainly it shows that they've got an open mind about it, and hopefully they can extend that to the...
That's great stuff.
The actual testing on the road for the ordinary driver.
So these apps, do they measure like things such as kind of attention...
Retention
of information, and then like
they can do balance. Motor coordination in terms of like one of them I've done, or the
shaky
droid one. You follow a dot around on the screen, or it might ask you to get tap the blue triangle, but there's some blue other shapes and some other and slight confusing things or whatever. But you also do some baselines, so it's got you at kind of random times, and then it can see when you're out of whack.
Yes, yeah, it can see when you're. Not in a place to get behind.
Most of us have got fitness apps on our phones and that. They measure all your walking and that. They can tell when you're running or sitting on the couch, you know. So
Mine counts my steps without asking.
There you go.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Weird time.
So, that's the thing. It's much more accurate than looking for some metabolite that's been around for ages.
Mm. There's a lot of sad people out there about Thailand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, get over. He's saying by the end of the year, the Prime Minister, so, you've still got a bit of time.
Got a year.
It's a good little winter break. But, you know, rest assured, it'll just be a wellness resort. You know, you'll go over and get your massage or whatever, or stay for a while in this nice place by the sea that has unlimited cannabis available. Sounds great.
Just do it. You got the blue frog on tonight?
I'll do some research. Yes, heading down to the Blue Frog after this. So, Whakamana Social Club, or Medical Cannabis Social Club, is next to Silo Park, in that place where the bridge is broken.
Yes.
But they have got some free buses going around.
Oh, that's good.
There's actually free parking down there. It's not paid.
Not bad.
After 6 o'clock, all down by Silo Park, it's free parking. So head on down there. If you've got your medical cannabis prescription, you can meet some like-minded people and...
Yeah.
Hang on out. Substance testing, the next one coming out is the 1st of June, which is only Saturday week. So it's on a Saturday. We normally do them on Thursdays, but it's coming up on a Saturday, 11 to 3 at the shop. So it's a drug foundation going to be there at the hemp store. And the reason being is the first Thursday, which is coming up in 2 weeks, if I got my brain right. We've got a photography exhibition opening up as part of the Auckland Photography Festival.
Oh,
and,
lovely.
And this is High Art by Hayley Thayers. And we're hanging them in the hemp store there. And it's opening night on the first Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m. And then it's running for the rest of June in the shop.
So get down there. Get down there on June, first Thursday.
Very interesting photos. If you're into cannabis, you'll love it. If you're into still art, you'll love it too. And just good photography.
Sounds really cool. Well, thank you, Chris. And
cheers,
massive shout out to the hemp store. That was Marijuana Media for another week.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.